This is Colourful Radio.
Okay, well, let's explain exactly why we've got a Bayesian theme. Not just because of the fact that Juju is Bayesian, but you had a big night last night, didn't you?
Yeah, a lovely day, really, stroke night. There was a cricket match between the tourist board, I think, and the embassy, and it was packed anyway. Lots and lots of people. We spoke to Red Plastic Bag earlier, legend in Calypso, and yeah, really good time.
Well, excellent. And that sets us up very, very nicely for our chat now, and we've been talking about him all morning, with the Honourable Richard L. Seely, MP, Minister of Tourism for the Government of Barbados. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Henry.
How are you doing?
Doing well. Good morning to Juju as well.
Good morning.
Now, tell us about yesterday, and particularly the evening, because apparently it was an evening of true Bayesian rhythm, expressions of culture and life.
Yes, well, what's been happening for quite some time now is the High Commission here has a cricket team. It consists of employees of the High Commission, but also, long-standing pillars of the community here that are originally from Barbados. And every year, normally there's a team that visits. So years ago, it was sponsored by BWIA, which is, of course, no longer with us. And so that team, which called themselves the Pride of Barbados team, was captained by the reigning Calypso monarch, Red Plastic Bag, who is an accomplished cricketer, actually. He played for the St. Catharines Club in Barbados as a younger man, still a young man. And it was great. And surprisingly, the High Commission team actually won, but clearly conditions were in their favour, and probably a little luck from the Ashes victory as well were their advantage.
Absolutely,
but it was
of course
a good day of fun. It was excellent, and of course an opportunity for the diaspora to mingle with some of us who are still based in Barbados, and I took the opportunity to have a little discussion with our friends up here. So
very interested in that, Minister.
I saw Juju enjoying herself, you know.
So we've heard, Minister, we're very, very concerned about that. Hopefully you don't have a terrible report on her to give us right now. But more broadly...
Not really. Blame it on the Mount Gay, you know.
On the Mount Gay, Barbadian rum. But what about that kind of the other side of things? Of course, you have the cricket match and that's all lovely, and the rum, that's great. But you're a politician. You've got a political mission, really, among the Bayesian community here and the broader Caribbean and African community. What was that mission, really?
Well, the main thing is this air passenger duty, the APD. We wanted to engage the diaspora on that particular issue. Now, it's very quick to say that because the Caribbean as a region is the most tourism-dependent region in the world, as far as our economies are concerned, and to look at it as a tourism issue, but really and truly it's much bigger than that. The diaspora here, they love to go home for festivals like crop over carnival in Trinidad, of course, for Christmas and that kind of thing. And this air passenger duty, the APD, is going to add significant costs to the ticket, and therefore we have to agitate to have the tax adjusted in the first instance, to have it rebanded so it's lowered, and that can happen as early as November. There's a budget statement in November, but ultimately we'd like to see it removed altogether, and that is part of what my mission here has been about. The high commissions from the region, Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, and so on, have been meeting, and they have formed a coordinating committee where grassroots organizations and so on will help to agitate. And so that is very important, and I thought it was useful to talk about that. There is a website, I'm almost certain that through this radio station you may have been informing people, groundtheapd.org, I think it is, and that is what we're trying to do. A letter writing campaign, the whole issue of petitioning, calling programs, and of course trying to enlist prominent British citizens of Caribbean extraction like Sir Trevor MacDonald and so on to fight the tax. Surprisingly, we have a lot of friends, though. I mean, Sir Richard Branson has been very public in his opposition to it, as has the British Travel Agents Association, as has been the British Airports Authority, as has been visitbritain.com, elements within all of the major political parties as well here in Britain are opposed. to it. And we are, again, just trying to work with everyone.
I have to say, Minister, Sir Trevor MacDonald's not in our good books at the moment, certainly in the Caribbean community here. And there was a recent documentary he did called The Secret Caribbean. I'm not sure if you would have seen that. But wasn't really that positive at all. And I won't go into detail, but when he went to Jamaica, he focused on the negative aspects, prisons and the gang wars. And when he went to Barbados, I mean, you literally did not see a black face. And people were very upset about that. I'd imagine your job is quite hard because there's not that much exposure of the Caribbean in the mainstream media here. So it makes your job harder, I'd imagine.
Yes, it does. What we do in Barbados, given the size of our budget for advertising and promotion, is that we target niches and we try to make the most out of those opportunities. And the other thing we have to do clearly is try to creatively establish relationships with various forms of the media. We do have a public relations firm that works with our office here and try to get those positive stories out there. But we couldn't afford it if we just had to go and take out ads in the mainstream newspaper. It just couldn't work. The budget just doesn't allow that. So we have to be very careful in how we do our promotion and so on.
Very, very good, Minister. That's music to our ears. It means that you're going to be targeting your resources and the promotion at organisations like our own, which has a very, very large African Caribbean audience, and of course a white English and an Asian audience who come to stations like this for a particular kind of flavour, you know, for interviews with people like you who wouldn't necessarily be popping up on the BBC or elsewhere all the time.
Well, that's true. And what I would say in that respect, and Juju would have probably told you that, you know, when I spoke yesterday or last night, I mentioned the Barbados Family and Friends program that we are starting as a government. And for too long, we have not recognized the power in the diaspora as a market themselves. When I said diaspora, not only the Barbadians that are up here, but you know, some of them came up in the 50s, so they're second and even third generation, Barbadians that are here. And that is a market, and not only should we encourage them to come to their ancestral home, if I can use that term, but they should bring along their co-workers, their colleagues, their friends, and so on. And that is what we're trying to encourage in a more formal or organized way. And I must admit that the Barbados Family and Friends, it has been going fantastic. We're rolling out the U.S., Canada, and U.K., obviously, as the major areas where we have our largest Barbadian populations. But certainly a radio station like yours, as you say, that is more targeted to that area, you know, we would be glad to work with, you know.
We were speaking to Red Plastic Bag earlier and talking about how Barbados moves forward now. And one of the things he said, he feels that there should be stronger links with the other nations across the Caribbean region. And I was wondering if you think that's the way forward too.
Absolutely. The Caribbean Tourism Organization is based in Barbados, and there is a joint marketing effort where the Caribbean is marketed as a singular destination. It's something that we totally support. There's actually an effort to intensify that and to have a far more in-depth and broader campaign. We do support that, and we need to have more of that. I'm certain that RPB was probably referring to even general along political lines and so on. I support that. I'm an integrationist at heart, and I really do look forward to when we can work far closer together. I mean, the regional experiment has had its challenges. There's no two ways about that. Mm-hmm. But as it stands right now, we have more prime ministers serving who are graduates of the University of the West Indies than ever before. And that in itself is a statement of where we've come. Where the one of the few regional institutions that has worked. The University of the West Indies is now producing, you know, most of the prime ministers in the English-speaking Caribbean. It should all go well.
It's got a tremendous pedigree, Minister.
For the future of the regional movement.
Tremendous pedigree. One more thing. Got an email just popped up from one of our regular listeners, Odu, who says, Dear Minister, a few years ago I decided to take a trip round the islands to catch the vibe, so to say. I soon found out I required a visa. What? A visa? Me? An African? Need a visa to go where my skin and kinfolks were spirited away to? A lot of colonial issues arise from this. He's extremely upset. He thinks there's something majorly wrong with this picture. He thinks that nations involved in slavery, he says, need not apply for a visa. And he says 6 years on, he's certain that the situation has not changed. And he says, considering our leaders are not addressing this issue, the question must be asked, what future plans do they have for African relations? He's very, very concerned indeed about this and the fallen dreams of our ancestors, such as Marcus Garvey and the continuous separation of Africans. That's Odu asking you about this. As an African, why did he need a visa, he said?
Well, as you suggested, it was probably just traditionally that's just how it has been. Now, what we have done as a new government is that we have appointed an honorary consul in South Africa who will be accredited to many of those countries in the southern region of Africa. And I think that if we can do some more of that, get our network of honorary councils. We can't have missions everywhere, but we can certainly have honorary councils in the first instance, and that can develop into a full-fledged consulate at some point in the future. But if we do that, and even double taxation agreements and so to have even business linkages with some of these countries, then we can look at issues like, you know, waiving the necessity for visas. And
yes, because Odu doesn't want a visa.
I certainly look forward to that.
Okay, Minister, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on The Breakfast Show here on Colourful Radio. Look forward to talking to you again, perhaps in person next time. That's the Honourable Richard L. Seeley, MP, Minister of Tourism for the Government of Barbados. Thank you very much for talking to us.
And thank you both. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Minister.
This is Colourful Radio.